Certified financial planner Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his Monday morning analysis of business and financial news. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Wayne. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Well, the markets were up at the end of last week, despite some ominous-sounding news.
Very ominous-sounding news. Let me start with a quick kudo to our VCU Rams in the Final Four. What a great thing for our area. Good stuff. Way to go, guys.
Yep.
But you're right, Wayne, in terms of the financial news, you and I talk about sometimes how if the bad news is kind of the same, it may not be so bad. But when there's new bad news, that's a little concerning. So last week, we saw an outbreak of conflict in Syria. You know, are they going to devolve into the next Libya? Who knows? Portugal's prime minister resigned. Are they going to be the next country to follow, say, Greece and Ireland into what we call a sovereign debt crisis? New home sales dropped 17% in February. That's a big number. Still, the stock market was up strongly last week. This is all the more interesting, Wayne, because it was not more than a week or week and a half ago that the selling that came after the Japan earthquake was strong and severe, and now we've kind of reversed course. This week, the big key will be to watch the jobs report that comes out on Friday. We're expecting about 200,000 new jobs to be added, and the rate is going to probably stay just below 9%. So it is a situation where bad news continues to come, but the market's still strong.
Well, what's the merger and acquisition picture look like?
Well, good, in fact. I love looking at this because it's very interesting of sentiment where we're going. The merger and acquisition activity right now is the strongest it's been in 4 years. You know, so what's going on here? Let's look at the numbers a little bit. Over $500 billion worth of deals have been announced just in this first quarter of 2011, with about 40% of it coming from North America. Of course, you know, the big deal last week was AT&T buying T-Mobile for $38 billion. As we've discussed, Wayne, this is usually seen as a sign of confidence that companies are willing to put their cash back to work. You know, companies are just like us, Wayne. They have a lot of low and no-yielding cash on hand, and it's burning a hole in their pocketbooks. Not surprisingly, oil and natural gas, along with telecom, are the strongest areas thus far this year. You know, interestingly, mergers and acquisitions is not always a perfect predictor because just before the recession hit hard, you know, in late 2007 and 2008, the so-called smart money or big money was loading up on M&A deals. One big difference, though, between now and then is that many of the deals now are cash deals and they're not overly leveraged with debt as they were a few years ago.
Well, analyze this stock market situation a little bit. What are investors really thinking right now?
Well, that's a tough question, but I'll tell you this. I do think that of the market's recent movements, yes, the stock market has shown resilience, particularly after the Japan earthquake. This is interesting, rising in six of the last seven sessions and nearly recouping all the loss from the prior month. That's interesting in and of itself. However, Wayne, it's occurring on what we call low volume, which simply means that there is not as many trades going off as usual on the given day. That's a sign that some players, whether they're individuals or institutionals, who knows who they are sitting out. We also have noted that the level of short interest, which is a fancy way of saying traders are betting that the market is heading straight down, has risen to its highest level in nearly 20 years. Let me say that again. The short interest, people who are betting the market's going down, is about the highest level it's been in 20 years. Clearly, Wayne, there is a yawning gap between the positive side and the negative side now. I just saw on the wires this morning that a new survey from KPMG cites stronger confidence in economic recovery and productivity. So clearly, there are still lots of people on the plus side, lots and lots of people on the negative side.
Okay, we have exactly 2 minutes to go.
Okay.
Last week we talked about some banks getting ready to raise their dividends, but I understand regulators have blocked a couple of those.
Yeah, so last week banks were given the go-ahead by the Federal Reserve to raise their dividend for the first time in 3 years. That applied, of course, to banks that had paid off their TARP money. We remember that. Some banks, however, like SunTrust, have not yet paid off the emergency loan that the government gave out in the fall of 2008. Interestingly, two big banks, one of which based here in Virginia, Bank of America and Capital One, were rejected in their bid to raise their dividend. Now, news of that rejection gave caution to traders who had been bidding up bank stocks recently. So why did the Fed do this? We don't know. The Fed has been tight-lipped and will not comment on specific reasons, citing a concern for investor confidence. Kind of seems to me that no comment is about as bad as bad comment right now, but I digress. Other banks like PNC Bank, U.S. Bancorp, J.P. Morgan, State Street, and others are proceeding with their plans. Their plans to increase dividends were approved.
Just a little over 30 seconds left now. Well, the Japanese earthquake and all of the related events have proven again that it really is a global economy today.
It is very interconnected, Wayne. I noted one thing over the weekend, that the tremors, if you will, are reflecting across the globe. Germany's Angela Merkel, who is in charge there, her ruling party was handed some severe losses in regional elections recently to an anti-nuclear party, and some of the analysts are suggesting that it's going to lead her to change Germany's fiscal and business policies, which of course will have a dramatic effect on the European stock markets and our stock markets. So we clearly live in a globalized world.
Thanks to Brian Ford at RBC Wealth Management. I'll talk to you again next Monday.
Bye, Wayne.
It's 8:40.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In Japan's Miyagi Prefecture, construction crews will soon break ground. They're putting up